This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 59 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me today is my co-host, who has more degrees than a summer day in Florida, Michelle Scribner-McLean.
That's a good one. Thank you. So how are you today? How's the running going?
It's getting there. It's getting there.
Oh, good. Well, I wanted to give a shout-out today to one of our friends whose name is TJ Fry, and he let us know that he has signed up to do his first Goofy. So Goofy is one of the races that's still open that you can do. So congratulations to you, and we hope you do well on your Goofy. We'll be there along the way with your training.
Goofy, Dopey, they both have been aptly named, that's for sure. Well, we're excited today. We have some representatives from the WDW radio team. And first, I would like to introduce from the pride of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Valerie and Steve Drew. Welcome to the show, guys.
Glad to be here.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming on. And I guess we can say the pride of Orlando, Florida, Deanna Mongello, a very dear friend of mine. And actually, Deanna and I ran, I remember running her first half marathon in Orlando with her and some guy who I don't think has run since, but he will remain nameless. Welcome to the show, Deanna.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we even start, I'm going to go to Valerie and Steve, and I would love for you to tell our audience about your running background.
Our running background actually started that same year that you spoke about. I had a friend, his name was Lou Mongello, and he was going to be running with his lovely wife a half marathon in January. And I said to my husband, Steve, honey, we're going to go to Disney World in January to see this friend of mine, Lou, and his wife run this half marathon. He says, well, I'm not going to go to Disney unless I'm running. So I came in here, I signed him up, and came back into the living room and said, here you go, you're signed up. That's how we got started. So I guess you could call the three of us, or the four of us, the charter members of the WDW radio team. And that was in what year, Steve?
It was the 2008 half marathon. Right.
Long time ago.
It was almost 6 years to this day that I started running. I had run for 30 years since gym class in high school, and that just gave me a goal. And I started running that summer, and my first race ever was the half marathon in 2008. And since then, I've run 5 Goofies in a row and run 24 Disney races all together. I'm signed up for the Everest, Tower of Terror, Wine and Dine, and next year's Dopey.
That's awesome. That's great. What a great story. It's amazing how many people come out of running retirement to run Disney races. That's cool. So, Deanna, can you tell us a little bit about your running background?
Well, I ran in high school, but I was a sprinter. And when I would run after that just to keep in shape. I would run a couple miles here, a couple miles there. And also when my husband came to me, he said to me, you know, I need to run this half marathon. Someone told me that I can't do it. And I said, well, I don't want you to run it alone. We'll do it together. And the joke about it is that we didn't train once for that whole race together.
Wait, you didn't train together or you didn't train, period?
We didn't train together.
Oh, okay, but you trained. Okay.
If you wanted to call it that, yes, we trained somewhat. But it's funny when you don't train with someone that you run a half marathon with, you don't know their running style. So I'm a pacer. I get to my rhythm, I get to my pace, and I can pretty much stay there for the whole race. And I'll slow down a little bit and pick up a little bit, but he sprints and then slows down, and then sprints and then slows down. So it was a pretty interesting race. And Mike, yes, we met you on the course. It was great. And you basically gave us such wonderful pointers with regards to running that first race that I'm sure you've shared on this podcast, because they really, really, truly helped as, you know, a first-time racer in a half marathon. But basically, that's how I got started, and I've run, I can't say I've ran every half marathon at Disney since then, but pretty much, I think I've only missed one in January since 08, and then I ran my first Goofy this year in January, and I really didn't make an official announcement yet, but I am running the Dopey with my running mate, Steve Drew, in January of 2014.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I think I saw you and Steve coming out of the studios, and obviously it was very, very warm that Sunday.
Yeah.
So, you and that guy Lou were very good students. I mean, I try as hard as I can to just tell people what to expect, but you guys took the ball and you ran and you did a great job. So that was great. I want to turn to Val, because Val, from what I understand, you're the point person for the WDW radio team. So could you tell our audience what the WDW radio team is all about, your mission statement, your cause, and anything else that you'd like to talk about?
Yes, the WDW Radio Running Team is committed to raising money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation through our Dream Team project. And I am the point person, so if anybody's interested in becoming a member of our team, you can click on a link on our website that will send a registration right to me. If that doesn't work, or if you want to just go ahead and email me, I'm Valerie@wdwradio.com. And when we started all of this, and you all know Lou, and you know that even before we started the running team, it's always been all about the kids. So when we came up with this idea for the team, as I said, the first year, the only three people with team shirts on were Lou, Deanna, and Steve. The second year, I think we had about five people. And then the year after that, that's when we started wearing the Lou Blue and the Bondi bands. And we have grown exponentially over the years. Now, at this point, we consider anyone who's ever been a member to still be a member. And they are more than welcome to raise money towards the Dream Team project and Make-A-Wish. And we have grown to over, I would say, over 200 people total since the beginning. At any one time, I think our biggest race, last Tower of Terror, I believe we had the largest amount of people for one individual race. But this past January, we really outdid ourselves in every race, including the 5K. It was just amazing with the amount of people that we had. Our team members raised over $26,000 towards Make-A-Wish last year. And I'm just so proud of every one of them and to hear every one of their stories. It's an amazing thing. Since I am the point person, I get to hear why these people have started running. There's people who have been doing it for health. Some people come because they know somebody who benefited from Make-A-Wish, or they have a child that benefited from Make-A-Wish, or just that, you know, they've heard our stories. And so that's where we're at. And we ask them to commit to raising a minimum donation of $100, and that's per individual, family, or couple. That way it's not too much of a strain for them to be able to be a part of this and to continue to help the kids and to actually support each other.
So, Steve, do the members run in every single Walt Disney World race? It sounds like you do a lot of them.
Yeah, there's always somebody from the group there. More on marathon weekend, that's our main time that everybody, most people are there. But some people can't come every year also. So we have a same core of people that come, and there's always a few new ones and a few that have been there in past years at every race.
And how do you connect with each other to figure out which races people are going to be at?
Well, a lot of us do go to all of them. I think we have quite a few goofy runners, but most of us, I think, talk to each other on Facebook and through the team site, and mainly through Facebook. We've all gotten to know each other and through the other races.
And do you run in Disneyland as well?
No, we haven't made it out to
Disneyland. Well, we haven't made it to Disneyland.
A lot of them did, but we haven't made it out.
Our team has had a presence at Disneyland also.
There's going to be a huge presence, actually, this year, doing the Dumbo Double Dare. We probably have about close to 25 members going out to do the Dumbo Double Dare for WW Radio Running Team. So this year will be a big year. We've had a couple in the last, few races, but since the team has grown larger, it's pretty impressive that people are now going coast to coast, and also in the local races in people's towns, they're wearing their, WW Radio Running shirts, and it's bringing more awareness to what we're doing and how we're raising money. So it's really a fabulous organization and a wonderful experience that we're part of.
We actually have people who have joined the team and asked, do I have to run a Disney race? And I have at least two or three people who have become members and wear their shirts at every race that they do at home and have never been able to come to a Disney race, but they're as strong a member as any of the other members.
You know, Michelle and I ran the Disneyland half about a year or two ago, and I could have sworn I saw at least one WDW radio team shirt somewhere. And I think it also could be one of those things where I expect to see several team running shirts, no matter where the Run Disney event is. So and I see more and more, and it's great to see different teams having different causes. And I need to commend you guys regarding everything. One of the questions I had was and I always love to ask this question, the age range for your team, like the oldest to the youngest to the oldest team member. Any idea?
Our youngest is probably 7, because I know that one of the runners has his two boys running in local races, and they're going to be running their first 5K. And also, a lot of people have brought shirts and are donating because of their kids. They're running the kids' races. I know my daughter, I ran the first, her first 5K with her, in January, and she's 9. So just to get this, to have your children and to have them be inspired by you, that, they can do something. And, the other, as a parent, they see all these medals that we acquire and they say, wow, how can I get that? My son, Nicholas, believe it or not, he wants the Mickey medal, but he doesn't want to do the 26 miles. And I'm like, well, Nick, that's not how it works. Like, you have to put the time in. And, he's like, well, maybe someday. I said, Nicholas, anything you put your mind to, you can do. I said, if I can do it at this age, you can do it at 12, he'll hopefully be running out there, with us. So we'll see. Marion more so than Nicholas. But, our age range is, I would say, from 7 to our oldest racer is, I don't even know. I want to say.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who our oldest racer might be.
I would probably say someone in their late 50s.
Cool. At least.
Yeah.
So where are people from the team from? Where do they, are they from all over the country?
All over. We have UK runners. I mean,
I think if we don't have someone from Australia, I think there's somebody who's interested from Australia.
Yeah, we have some Australians.
Cool.
Oh, that's right. Okay. We do have Australians.
Yeah.
And do you have race meets too?
We do. We always meet up before the race, so everybody gets to know each other. And then on marathon weekend in particular is our most organized weekend race, meaning that we have things that we're doing and races that we're attending all weekend long. And that's the one race in during the year that we commit absolutely. We will be there. There will be a presence on marathon weekend. Since our team has grown, we have ended up with a presence almost every race that Disney races. As you said, you noticed at California, it's a little bit less loosely structured, but we do still have people almost at every race, just maybe not as many as you're used to seeing. But anyhow, go ahead, Steve.
No, as I say, we meet before each race, and as you know, at Disney races, you have to get there a couple hours before the race starts, and that's become one of the favorite times for all of us. It's kind of like a tailgate party at a football game without sausage and beer. Instead, there's Cliff Bars and goo, but it makes that time pass so much better, and it's like a little family reunion before each race, and we really enjoy that.
Now, once during marathon weekend, we do try to get everybody together, and it's on Sunday evening, and it's a very loose meet. It's just we meet up and compare war stories and see how the weekend was going, because as much as we all, well, at least we do, we go every morning, we're getting up and going to a race, and every evening getting to bed early and laying things out. We do recognize the fact that our racers don't necessarily go to every race during that weekend, and they often bring their family with them. So we try to make this a loose meetup so that in between them going to their dinner reservations or doing what they're going to do, they can stop by, say hi. We get a picture, try to get everybody together, and as I say, compare war stories.
Yeah.
So Val, you mentioned about a presence at every race, and we're recording this on April 14th. And this week and last week, there's been a lot of buzz about Dopey. And as we speak, Dopey is pretty much closed, done. You can't get in. So here's my question. And I know there's been a lot of buzz among all the teams, but we haven't been able to ask this of any other team except yours. Do you know how many people on your team are going to give a shot at the Dopey?
At this point, personally, I'm thinking I know of about 8 people so far.
I know about 15.
15?
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, I haven't actually taken to writing things down yet.
Yeah, we were waiting until it all closed for sure to see who made it in. But I'm in. How about you, Deanna?
I'm in.
Was there ever any doubt, you two?
There was doubt. I was on the fence for a while there because I didn't plan on doing it this year. I planned on doing Goofy again in 2015 because it was another, 10-year anniversary. And I said, you know what, I'll skip a year. And then, I didn't get into Dumbo Double Dare because I knew also that Val and Steve couldn't make it there to get our coast to coast together. So I said, you know what, wait another year. And then Dopey came along and I was like, oh my God, you know. My personal philosophy was the way I decided to do Dopey, and this may not be anyone else's philosophy, and you're probably going to say, you know what, Deanna, you're really dopey for thinking that way, but I would rather be running than cheering, and I would have to be up all 4 mornings anyway because I would be cheering. So I figured, you know what, if I'm going to be cheering, why not I just run it and get the 4 medals?
It makes total sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
So you guys do. I know I've seen the WDW radio team on Main Street when I've run up Main Street many times. And when I did my first marathon this year, I saw people in the UK and Epcot. So do you have people cheering at different points during the race?
We have official points that we go to. And that is Main Street, where you've seen us. And then, on the way back in to Epcot at the end of your race, this is the half marathon, we are located where the resort buses go, right as that bend as you're coming down into the resort bus area on your way back into Epcot. We are there at the very end, and we try to stay there until the last racers come through. And we've had a few people who've come in towards the end who've been just really thrilled, and then like Steve and Deanna, they finish up and they walk across the parking lot and come and stay with us there till everybody comes in. Now on full marathon day, our locations are again on Main Street, and as you saw us in the UK, that's where we've typically been. Everybody knows to look for us there. If we see you as we're doing our running back and forth, we stop and tell, cheer people on. And we've had other members of ours who have gone and stopped at other places. Like, my children will go out on marathon day, and they've been out at the Animal Kingdom, cheered people on, and then went in and rode the park rides.
Cool. So, Deanna, are there a lot of new runners? Because I know it sounds like a lot of people are very experienced runners, but are there new runners as well on the team?
There is a ton of new runners, and I want to encourage people to know that we have runners, we have walkers. You know, my husband is a perfect example. He is not a runner, but he gets out there, and he was out there for the 5K, and, you know, we had a whole bunch of people just walking it, and that's what we did this year.
That's
just
what I did.
Yeah, and just to get people up and moving, and, you know, to be a part of a team, there's no I in team. And to be a part of a team, you just need to be there and cheer your teammates on. And that's a huge part of this running team that we have.
It really is
the people that cheer. Because you and I both know when you get to a certain point in any race, it could be a 5K, it could be the full marathon, there's a certain point in every runner's race that you need that extra push. And you need someone to say, you can do it, you can do it. And it doesn't matter who it is. You just need to hear it. And when your teammates are there supporting you, it makes the world of a difference. World of a difference.
Well, I have to say that before my first marathon this year, I was completely freaked out. And Deanna, your hug and your words of support, even before I started, really helped calm me down. So it's before, during, and after, too, when they're picking you up off the ground. So I don't want to keep you all too long, but we did have a question come in from somebody on your team, and we wanted to read it and get your take on it. And it's a few paragraphs, so bear with me. So it is from Beatrice Feeney. And she says, first of all, I've been a fan of Mike Scopa and Michelle for many years through being a fan of All Ears. I want to thank you and congratulate you for providing a great podcast. To those of us who run because we are Disney fans and we want to participate in Disney teams. Secondly, I'm working on a special challenge for myself this year. Backstory is I do enjoy a good gym cardio and lifting weights. So I work out regularly. Last year, I was so inspired by the WDW running team who sponsored Make-A-Wish. I realized there are so many people in this world who would dream of that opportunity to be healthy enough just to run and be a normal kid. So I came home and signed up for the Princess and the Hat, the Princess Half, even though I'd never been a runner. In 6 weeks, I trained like crazy and ran the Princess Half Marathon. I was very proud of my time and called my dad, who had just come home from getting blood transfusions for his leukemia. So I am one big, I want to dream big, and I work hard to make it happen. My new dilemma was that my goal for next year was I wanted to do the Goofy because that's my dad's favorite Disney character. And with all my parents have been through, he's truly my hero. But now I want to do my first official Dopey Challenge with 6 medals. I can easily do a 5 or 10K any day because I've been doing regular runs. I know that I can prep for the half marathon in a few weeks of serious commitment, but the Dopey Challenge is definitely not something I take lightly. How many weeks should I consider training for this? Can you give me an example of the commitment and challenge this would take before I commit myself on signing the dotted line? Thank you for all you do. Can't wait to see you again at Walt Disney World. Keep up the good work. Well, Beatrice, I hope that you already signed up because it's closed, but we did want to save this question for you. So Deanna and Steve, what could you give Beatrice a little bit of an idea of what you're planning on for your training for the Dopey?
Well, personally, the thing that saved me was my back-to-back runs. They weren't very long distance, but running Saturday and Sunday back-to-back, I think, is what truly saved me. So I would do like a 10 and a 5 or a 9 and a 6, and I would only do 2 runs during the week. I did 2 5 a.m. runs. I would do, you know, 2 to 3 miles those 2 mornings. And I'm not going to say that this technique will work for everybody, but I kind of tried to follow the training that they gave for the Goofy, which was the 2 45-minute runs during the week and then the back-to-backs. I found that I couldn't get my long distance in, so I figured, you know what, if I get something in to get those muscles used to going on those 2 days, it would really help. And that's exactly how I'm going to do. I'm going to do the same thing. I don't look at the 10K as a huge, another big race, because it's only adding another, I mean, it sounds so silly when you say this, I know, it's only adding another 6 or 7 miles, but in the grand scheme of things, when you run, you know, last when I ran the 5K, the half, and the fall, you know, another day of running after those three is really going to be, you know, I'm going to be tired, but I don't think it's going to be crazy.
And so, and like you, she lives in Florida, so it means getting up super, super early for those runs too, so that you can beat the heat.
Oh, you have to be up early to beat the heat. You have to be up early to beat the heat, because if you don't, you can't run when the sun is up. It is extremely too humid.
Yeah. Steve, do you have anything to add?
Yes. Deanne and I both had the pleasure of running with Beatrice at that her first half, and she's quite an athlete, so she has a good start on this already. She'll do great, but I usually run a few days during the week, and I try to run maybe 9 miles every weekend on a Saturday or Sunday up until the fall, and then by December, with the weather getting bad, I feel confident if I can do 10 miles on a Saturday and 20 on a Sunday by December, I feel pretty good about it. But this year, I might do 6 on a Friday just to make sure about this dopey. It is kind of an X factor, because we probably, the 5K was just kind of fun and, you know, walking and taking pictures. But the 10K, we probably will jog the whole way through. And it could be a little bit of a factor. So I just want to train accordingly. Mm-hmm.
So Deanna and Steve, I have one last question. And I'm sure that this is on the minds of a lot of people. When you're thinking about the dopey and you're thinking about the 5K and the 10K and the half and the full, knowing what you had to go through with the goofy, are you approaching the 5K and the 10K in a different manner? Like, are you going to hold back? Are you going to use restraint? Are you just going to run it like you would normally run it if you weren't doing the half or the full? I just like to hear from both of you on that.
I know I definitely am going to hold back, because, you know, when you're going to run 4 days now instead of the two, I'll probably take the 10K a lot slower than I plan on going out, because you have that, you know, you have 13 and then a 26. So, you know, I hit my wall. I didn't think I was going to hit my wall when I ran the full marathon in January at mile 15. I thought it would be much later, but, you know, I had to really refocus and go up and do some more Gatorade and be like, okay, I could do this. But it's really a mind game. You really have to get refocused and realize that, okay, we can do this, and we're going to be okay, and we're going to finish together. And, you know, thank God for Steve Drew, because that's basically how I get through, you know, all my races. But I'm definitely going to hold back a little bit more on those 2 days, I think. Plus, we're going to have a lot of new runners. A lot of people sign up for the 10K, so I know that I'll be running with a lot of new runners.
Steve?
Yeah. The you know, the 5K, we just have a lot of fun, and like I mentioned, the 10K, it's going to be long enough, and I think it's going to be like a semi-fun race, but we'll want to get it over with, so we'll probably just go at a nice jogging pace, and you know, we might not be stopping and getting pictures or anything like that, or, you know, the same as the 5K, but no pictures, no potty breaks, but
Sounds like Deanna disagrees.
Oh my God.
Deanna's saying, that's what you think, Steve.
It's so funny.
I think we'll just jog along and have a lot of fun with the team.
Yeah. Well, luckily, you both have a lot of time to get your stories to straight together.
True, very true.
Oh boy. Well, I think it's a really intriguing thing, this whole dopey thing, and we really appreciate your coming on to tell us about your team. And we hope that a lot of people listening to this will sign up. And Valerie, can you tell us one more time, quickly, how people sign up for the team if they're interested?
You can get to our website, and you can click on a link there on the website that will send a message directly to me, and I can send all the information to you. There is a $35 membership fee, and that covers the Bondi band, the shirt, and any postage getting it to you. The $100 goes to Make-A-Wish. It's a minimum donation of $100. And that's, there are links to the page that we ask you to use for making that donation, where you can actually print off a copy for your tax records. And we'll take it from there. I'll send all the information out to you.
And what's that, website?
It's wdwradio.com.
You could do it two ways. You can do wdwradio.com or wdwradio.com/running. There's also another way you can get there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can I ask, are either of you running the Dopey?
You can ask.
Can I get an answer?
I'll answer offline.
Okay. That sounds very fair. That sounds very fair. I like it. I like it.
We want to thank Valerie and Steve Drew and Deanna Mangello from the WDW radio team for coming on. And one more thing I would like to say about this particular running team, and I cannot say this for all the running teams, but I can truthfully say that for the WDW running team, they cheer for all runners, not just those wearing the WDW radio shirt. So I want to commend them and give them props, and I want to thank them for coming on board. And so for all three of them, for Steve, for Val, for Deanna, and for Michelle Scribner McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.